GOP fight for New Hampshire heats up.
Ted Cruz goes out, and you talk about liars.
A temper tantrum, or you could call it a Trumper tantrum.
Cosby's sex assault case moves ahead.
It's huge. That's the prime evidence against it.
Dealing with the Zika virus.
There are going to be many states that have returning travelers that have the infection.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Republican presidential fight in New Hampshire 5 days before the first-in-the-nation primary has the candidates looking to deliver a knockout punch. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
Battling in a state that likes hard-edged politics, Republican frontrunners Donald Trump and Ted Cruz brought out brass knuckles.
He's losing it. I mean, we're liable to wake up one morning, and Donald, if he were president, would have nuked Denmark.
The long-running feud even tiptoed into previously uncharted terrain, domestic policy.
Ted Cruz gave us Obamacare, believe me.
He wants to expand Obamacare so that every person, the federal government, takes over your health care.
You know, it's a flat-out lie.
Chris Christie, whose fate depends on a top three finish here, continued to ridicule Marco Rubio as a pre-programmed lightweight.
This New Hampshire primary is now down to a choice between me and Marco Rubio, and everybody knows it. Marco Rubio is the master of the drive-by town hall.
Rubio, whose strong finish in Iowa made him the primary target of the GOP field, ignored Christie.
These are people that must feel like I'm a threat to their ambition to win, and that's fine. That means we're doing something right.
In the Rubio camp now is Rick Santorum, who's ended his presidential run. He tells Fox News.
He is the new generation and someone that can bring this country together, not just moderates and conservatives, but young and old.
CBS's Barry Bagnato is covering the Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders.
Sanders argued he's taking on America's most powerful political organization, and he challenged Clinton's claim she's a progressive.
I do not know any progressive who has a super PAC and takes $15 million from Wall Street.
Clinton defended accepting $675,000 from Goldman Sachs for three speeches.
Name anything they've influenced me on. Just name one thing. I'm out here every day saying I'm going to shut them down. I'm going after them.
This CNN town hall was just act one. They debate tonight. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Exeter, New Hampshire.
A Pennsylvania judge has allowed a sexual assault case against Bill Cosby to go forward. Attorney Peter Brill says an assurance Cosby and his lawyers say they got for testimony a decade ago didn't stand up.
He testified at that deposition, but his lawyer, that lawyer who couldn't testify, unfortunately, because he's not with us anymore, clearly must have assured Mr. Cosby that that deal was solid, enforceable, and for all time.
World health officials say they need more samples and data from Brazil to study the Zika virus and come up with a treatment. Here in the U.S., CBS's Peter King says Florida has declared a health emergency in four counties.
The declaration comes after two cases were found in the Fort Myers area. The health emergency applies there, as well as in counties that include the Miami, Tampa, and Pensacola metro areas. State health officials say there are nine cases of Zika virus here in Florida. Health emergency means the state health department now takes over all response using CDC protocols and with full autonomy. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Johnson & Johnson says it's linked up with a biotech company, ViaSight, in testing a possible type 1 diabetes cure. The company reveals a small number of patients have been tested using a new embryonic stem cell treatment that's worked in animals. The cells are designed to turn into insulin producers. New developments today in the case of the WikiLeaks founder, the man who published scores of sensitive U.S. documents. CBS's Larry Miller is in London.
The BBC reports a UN panel will say WikiLeaks' Julian Assange is being unlawfully detained at Ecuador's London embassy, even though he put himself there to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning on sex crime allegations. Assange says if the ruling goes in his favor, he wants his freedom, but British police say he'll be arrested if he leaves the embassy.
Here at home, the military's looking to build a family-friendly fighting force. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Steve, that includes making it possible for more troops to have children. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has created a pilot program that'll pay for service members to freeze their sperm and eggs. It's meant to reassure troops they can still have families, even if they're injured on the battlefield or delay childbirth and spend their prime reproductive years on active duty. The program could cost $150 million over 5 years, but Carter says this and other reforms,
they will strengthen our competitive position in the battle for top talent,
to recruit and retain the best.
Government health advisors say it is ethical to test a new fertility technique that uses the DNA of three people, a father, a mother, an egg donor, It's designed to prevent mothers from passing on genetic diseases. Formal studies could still be years away. The Phoenix City Council has voted to stop the practice of a prayer at the opening of meetings, choosing instead a moment of silence.
For them to silence God? That's absolutely wrong.
A satanic group had threatened to sue if it was not given the chance to offer a prayer along with other faiths. We're just a few days from Super Bowl 50. CBS's Steve Futterman looks at efforts to keep the event safe.
United States Marshal.
Security at Sunday's game, as it is at every Super Bowl, will be massive.
California National Guard.
Those are just some of the agencies taking part. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson.
The planning that goes into this is something like 2 years.
Everyone attending the game will go through a security check. There will be detection devices in and around the stadium, and the airspace directly above the field will be a no-fly zone. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Francisco.
Later today, the clock runs out on a $63 million California lottery prize. This man works at the store where the winning ticket was sold 6 months ago to someone who is yet to turn it in.
Every day I get somebody coming in saying, "Oh, I wish it was me. Oh, I think it is me." I'm like, go home and check your ticket.
Got an extra dollar? Subway's $5 foot-long sandwich is now, as of today, $6. On Twitter, Subway blames rising costs. The $5 foot-long premiered back in 2007. Now, a commercial from a much different era. The woman who cried out Anthony from her apartment window to get her son to the dinner table for a plate of Prince spaghetti in the 1960s has died. Mary Fiumara was 88 years old. Major unions in Greece are on strike today, part of the drawn-out battle about worker benefits and the country's shaky economy.
Tens of thousands of people are descending on Syntagma Square in front of Greece's parliament as part of a nationwide general strike to protest pension reforms that they fear will result in more cuts to their benefits and more tax increases. After 6 years of the Greek crisis and three bailout memoranda full of austerity measures and cuts to wages and pensions, people here are saying enough is enough. Nick Barnett for CBS News, Athens.
The IRS says some of its computer problems could be worked out today, a day after it temporarily stopped accepting electronically filed tax returns. Jack Riley, the first coach to guide an American hockey team to an Olympic gold medal, has died at 95. Riley coached the U.S. to victory in 1960 and was a longtime coach at the U.S. Military Academy. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.